At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Yeah, no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. And one thing pops to mind right away, and I wonder if he's listening. I got a buddy who texted me today about Warrior basketball.
Okay.
And he said something, and it immediately popped to mind, like how quickly we move on from what was. So Tuesday we sat here and we're like, gauntlet, four-game gauntlet. Can the Warriors handle it? And they have to get this one. And then they did. And so then I think some Warrior fans are like, okay, we're starting to cook. That proved some things that show the Warriors are at least ready for this fight. Well, he starts off this text with me earlier today, and he says, oh, by the way, big game tonight. The gauntlet for the Warriors starts tonight.
What?
And I was like, wait a minute. I thought it already started two nights ago. But I know there are some of you out there that are like, the second they beat Memphis, it's like, Memphis has lost 7 of 8 games. They're not very good. They're the 8 seed now.
Wow.
Memphis is the 8 seed.
You're
Do you
right.
see how quickly that happens?
Yeah, the worm turns.
So now all you did was you beat a play-in team. That's it. And now it starts tonight. I mean, do you feel any of that? Does it not start until tonight?
No, because you lose to L.A. and Memphis beats Miami. Guess what? Memphis is back ahead of you, just like that. So everything turns so quickly, and you know you're half game up on Minnesota, LA, and Memphis. So you go out there and you lose this one to the Lakers, and Memphis beats Miami. Well, Minnesota beats Brooklyn. Guess what? You know who you are? You're the 7th seed, and you're tied with the Clippers. So you know what? You're actually the 8th seed. So you lose.
Oh, yeah, no, they could be the 8 tonight.
You lose.
Because Minnesota
wins.
They play.
And Memphis wins. The Clippers don't. You lose, they win, you're the 8.
By the way, that's exactly what Vegas says is going to happen.
Exactly. Based on
spreads tonight, the Warriors will be the 8 seed when we go to bed.
Exactly. So to think that this is not the gauntlet, like that was the gauntlet, it's all the gauntlet. Because if you lose here and then you face a rested Denver, and by rested, I mean really, really rested, because they didn't actually play basketball last night. So you lose tonight, and then Denver's rested, you lose that. Well, now the Houston game is not a must win, but it's damn near a must win if you want to be a top six.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So it's all the gauntlet. And I apologize to your friend who texted that.
You don't need to apologize.
Well,
you don't need to apologize.
Well, your friend's wrong. He's out of line.
He doesn't think Memphis is very good.
Right.
And by the way, they're not.
They're not, they might be ahead of you in the standings.
Doesn't matter. I actually get his point.
I get his point, too. For how long were the Warriors not very good? If you want to play this game, there was at least 2 months where the Warriors were not very good.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So, like, Memphis right now is not very good, yet they're in a spot where they could be ahead of you in the standings come tomorrow.
Put it this way. I didn't come out of Tuesday night and go, okay, now I'm convinced of everything. On we go. Are you? Don't you still need to see this? Don't you still need to see this?
Of course.
This is the, like these. This next 28 hours, this is who they're probably going to play. And that's if things go well.
Right.
That's if it goes well.
If it goes bad, you might play Houston or OKC.
You might play one game.
And be done.
Two games.
Exactly.
Go home. Yeah, you're not going to be the nine. You get at least two games. But, yeah. And so when we look at this, and this is where we want to start today, and would love to hear from you as always. This is a big day to hear from you. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll forever now call him Clay's dad because Clay's going to be a Hall of Famer. So Clay's dad, who does work for the Lakers, his name's Michael. Some of you know who that is. He joins us in an hour and a half. Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter who does specialize in the Lakers and the Warriors. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Until then, it's you. And since the trade deadline, these Warriors and these Lakers have never played each other. The Warriors' record is much better than the Lakers since then, but they've taken different paths to get there. The Warriors have had their stars play a little bit more than the Lakers have. That's largely by choice. Luke has been sitting some back-to-backs, LeBron the same. But since the trade deadline, the Lakers got, I think as you put it, maybe a little bit higher powered offensively, a little bit lower powered defensively. The Warriors got just flat out better since the trade deadline. But prior to that, the Lakers have had the Warriors' number, largely, over the last couple of years. In fact, they've won all the games this year. One of them happened with Jimmy Butler on the bench. Like, that trade got approved right before the game tipped off in L.A., so Jimmy was able to join the team but not play in the game. He sat on the bench in L.A. and watched the Warriors lose the last time these two got together. And then right after that, it was in Chicago that Jimmy started playing basketball, and the Warriors started winning almost all of their basketball games. I think the number is somewhere in the neighborhood of 19-5 now.
Yep.
Is that where it is since the trade? And that doesn't even include, right, just the Jimmy games, the record is even better. And if you do just the Jimmy and Steph games, the record is impeccable. 18-2 since these two guys have played. So is the Laker-Warrior matchup that comes here in a few hours, is it now easier than it was, or is it harder than it was? Or I guess you could call it flat. You could call it even, Steven, if you want. But I wonder what everyone thinks about that. 888-957-957.
I think it's easier just based on what Anthony Davis brought. When Anthony Davis was right, and that wasn't every game, but when he was healthy and interested in playing basketball, he was somebody that the Warriors could not defend. And I look at this team with Luka. Well, you have a way to defend Luka. You've done it before. The Warriors, just a couple of years ago when they won the title, they beat Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, and they mostly were able to neutralize Luka. It hurts that you don't have GP2, and I don't know if we have official word on Kuminga.
We do not.
But I do think that he will play, and, you know, stay tuned to 95.7 The Game as we get the run-up to the opening tip, and we will have that information here in the next few hours. But that would help to have another body, an athletic body, to go up against Luka and LeBron. But I like Draymond being able to guard Luka tonight. And, you know, Moses, it's your graduation. It's time to go out there and guard LeBron James. And I know he won't guard him the whole game, but that's what Steve Kerr told us yesterday, that this is what Moses has become. He's become their best wing defender with Andrew gone. And so, Moses, go guard the GOAT. Good luck. And I do think that the Lakers are a different sort of a problem without AD, And I think that AD provides something that the Warriors have no answer for.
Yep. That's kind of my thing. I think in general, this is actually, the Lakers are an interesting micro example of something that we do in sports a lot. For example, take what the San Francisco Giants have done so far early in the year. All anyone's going to talk about is, well, Wilmer Flores and Elliot Ramos are hitting bombs. They're hitting home runs. That's not why the Giants are good. That's not why the Giants are good at all. They haven't overwhelmed people with their offense, but offense is the only thing we watch. A lot of sports fans, most sports fans, offense is the only thing we watch. Everybody's got a fantasy team in the NFL. Do any of you do defensive players? Like, a few of you just raised your hand, but you're in wackadoodle leagues, individual defensive player. Get out of here
leagues.
With it. What are we doing?
I hate those
Nobody
leagues.
Nobody wants to talk about defense. And that's the bottom line for me. The Lakers got better offensively. They got worse defensively. Give me, I'll go up against the team that got worse defensively and take my poison or my medicine when their offense has one of those nights. And tonight might be that night. If LeBron and Luka go off, yeah, you're going to have a problem. The same way Memphis had a problem when Steph and Jimmy and Draymond were all fully on point on the offensive end of the floor, put up huge stats. They had a problem and they lost. They lost by 9. So those nights will happen, and tonight could be one of those nights. But there's no doubt in my mind that what the Lakers did at the trade deadline made them better for the long term and worse for this year. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And therefore, knowing that they could be a first-round opponent or are at least represent one of the high-level opponents in the West, yes, the Warriors have more to prove. Yes, the Warriors have more to prove. They haven't beaten this team all year. This is a new version of both of these teams. This is not just a big one for all of the obvious reasons. This is a big one for some of the subtle reasons, too.
Yeah.
They got to get over on this team.
And
they can. This is an easier target than it was.
It should be, but the Lakers haven't played now in, 3 weeks. And so they're going to be fresh and rested. And the Warriors are coming in at the end of a 6-game road trip. 14 days, 6 games.
Yep.
And so I do think the way it stacks up is not great. Like, the way it stacked up against Memphis... Memphis played the night before, and you were actually in their city, able to watch that game, chilling, and Memphis played a back-to-back, so that one stacked up in your favor. This one stacks up in the Lakers' favor.
For sure.
They had Monday off, Tuesday off, Wednesday off, and, you know, their star is 40 years old, so he's going to benefit greatly from having that time off, and the Warriors are at the end of a long road trip, but I do think about what this would mean. Not in the big picture, but the small picture. If you beat the Lakers, right now you're 2 back of L.A. They're the 3 seed. I'm not saying you're going to catch them and be the 3.
But you could.
But you're allowed to, Mark.
Yeah, it's not out of the question.
So you beat L.A. and you suddenly are just 1 game back of L.A. And if you lose, you probably will be the 8 seed.
Do you know what the Lakers do early next week? Is anybody, like, we've spent so much time being, well, Minnesota, they've got New Orleans, and the Clippers have some easy games, and that nobody's looking at the teams ahead of them.
Well, I do know the Lakers and the Warriors each have 7 games left, and Denver only has 5.
Right.
So that's a big part of, like, the end game here of the last 2 weeks.
But if the Warriors win tonight, they're a game behind the Lakers, right?
Exactly.
But the Lakers have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
I get that, right? Do you know what the Lakers do on Sunday and Tuesday?
Do they play basketball?
They get to play the Thunder twice.
Ooh.
Both on the road.
Yeah. Wow.
And as soon as they're done with that,
the stay and play,
they get to go on a back-to-back to Dallas. Can anybody think of any storylines as the Lakers go play in Dallas next Wednesday? Does that sound like an easy game to you? You think the crowd might have, I don't know, something to say that night, right? The Lakers are about to go through their own gauntlet. By the way, when they're done with that trip to Dallas, they get to come home and play the 2-seed Houston Rockets. That's their week next week. OKC, Dallas, all on the road, turn around, come home, play Houston, and then end the year in Portland, which can be a sneaky road trip. I'm sure they'll win it. But that's what's coming. Like, I want to make sure that a Warrior fan plants this in their mind. right? We're all focused on, well, but Memphis and Minnesota and the Clippers. Don't forget about what's in front of you. You can go get these teams too.
It's possible.
If you win tonight, the Lakers are absolutely in range.
They've got 7 games in 11 days, including 2 back-to-backs. So yeah, they have rest coming into this one. And if you're the Lakers, you're looking at this one as a big game to avoid like falling behind the Warriors. But it's tonight and then tomorrow and then Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. They've got 7 in 11 days. That is a full-on gauntlet, including, like you said, back-to-back OKC. And even that second game at OKC, the very next game is in Dallas.
Yeah, they're sitting that second game at OKC. They're sitting. Luka's not going to play. I'll bet you right now. Luka ain't playing both those games in OKC.
Or LeBron.
No, they're going to get ready for the Dallas game.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, they'd lose it anyway. They're not good enough right now to go win in Oklahoma City.
And I wonder about like what OKC is. What's their motivation? Because right now the only thing they have to play for is 70 wins.
Yeah, except for they'll be motivated for those. They're going to be motivated for those. Everybody
well, Dallas
gets
will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
All right, so what do you think? Have the Lakers, since the trade deadline, are the Lakers an easier matchup for the Warriors or a harder one? We can take your calls, 888-957-9570. Michael Thompson joins us next hour. The Warriors and LeBron get together tonight at 7. It means Warriors Live with Evan Giddings tonight is going to start at 6. It's presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. We're also sponsored by Safeway, Willard and Dibbs.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to Willer and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
One of the top three-point shooters in the game right there.
Can't stop him.
Kevon Looney.
Knockdown shooter. Yeah?
Cheers, dude.
Okay.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
I heard Shasky say earlier today that Thursday's the best day of the week. I almost drove my car off the road.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, thank you. And stop stealing my line, but thank you. Thank you. How good does today feel? Come on, man. How good does it feel?
I'll let you know.
What do you mean you let me know? We're halfway through it.
Well,
how you doing?
If they lose 121 to 103, then it's not the best day of the week.
Gonna make it dependent on whether your team wins a game or not.
Well, then
how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good,
but
I'll be feeling better tomorrow.
Why?
Because I've got about 7 things that's bugging me.
Well, then that's just...
I look forward to that.
What? Like,
brought
really?
To you by Atco Pest
really?
Control. Well, it's funny
because... You wake up today wanting to get crap off of your chest. The Warriors are about to play the Lakers. I just found out it's National Burrito Day. So, like...
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? All the burrito places are running discounts today. So, I ain't cooking. You kidding me? We got a Warrior-Laker game. It's National Burrito Day.
Where are you going to get burritos?
I don't know. I got options. I got to talk to the family and see if we can all come together on a spot. I got, like, there's options. Everybody's running discounts. We're going to be at Splash tomorrow. The Nuggets are already here waiting for the game. How can you not have the music running through your veins right now? It's a great day.
The Dow is down 1,400. There are tariffs everywhere. People on BART.
I saw some on the street.
People on BART don't use deodorant? Like, I don't know.
I didn't ask you to start doing what's bugging you now. Tomorrow is still tomorrow.
That's just a little glimpse of what's bugging me. That is part of what's bugging me. And hey, you jack wagon in 23B on the plane, when the plane boom, boom, and you can now get up.
Oh.
You don't get to charge forward from 23B. Wait your turn.
No, that's true. You don't get to do that. But what I got out of that sentence is we finally found your best impression. It's of the ding-dong that happens on a plane. That was really good.
Thank you.
You're now free to sit your ass down.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to my my Shanahan and stuff. And, you know, we're working
That's
hard on
good.
Brock Purdy and stuff. And, you know, we want him to be our quarterback and stuff. And I'm excited about next year and stuff.
Brock put an Instagram post out today where he caught a lot of fish. I guess he went fishing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to catch fish because the dude doesn't make any money. So, yeah, the real post would have been, yeah, I'm out here catching fish because I can't afford dinner,
no,
John.
I believe the post ended with a hashtag Toyota, so he does
actually
make
go.
Some money. He's doing fine. Hey, this ought to be fun. I wonder how everybody would answer this legitimately now.
Okay.
Because our crack staff, we all put a tremendous amount of brain activity went into this, and this is what we came up with for Dub Nation as we all get engaged here. And not that kind of engaged, except for maybe that kind of engaged. I just got engaged a handful of months ago. Maybe you will too. Let's get engaged on this. Before every game, you can vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. Brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler. Well, you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. So, with that, and in honor of Steph and LeBron and yet another matchup in their amazing careers, if you were entering the NBA as a rookie and somebody magically, like one of those genies in a bottle, came flying out and offered you the careers of LeBron James and Steph Curry, and we'll give you a little summary of both. Both of them are four-time champions, even though one of LeBron's only counts as like 0.4 of a championship.
0.14159, exactly, as we decided earlier.
But LeBron is the all-time scoring champ, has four rings, has four MVP awards. Steph Curry, obviously greatest shooter of all time, most three-pointers made in history, also four-time champ, two-time MVP, and many have and would argue he's revolutionized the sport, changed the game, changed the game. So if a genie in a bottle as an NBA rookie offered you these two careers, but you had to pick one, which career would you choose? You go to our 95.7 The Game poll on Twitter right now, and then we will track the results as they flow through the show. And give those out near the end of the show as we're getting close to tip off. If you were offered these two careers, which one would you take?
You take LeBron. And I just say that as a diehard Warrior fan. I've been a Warrior fan longer than most people who are listening have been alive. But I can look at it objectively and think about being an NBA rookie. And if you have a chance to win four titles, and I know it's, whatever, three and change, yep, based on the pandemic. We can do whatever we want with the fractionality of that. You could be the greatest shooter ever or maybe the greatest player ever, and I do think when you balance the two, it's LeBron. LeBron's career has been better than Steph's career.
Well, hold on. You kind of just flippantly threw out there that you get to be the greatest player ever. I still think most people do not give either of these players that label.
No, but if you did a Mount Rushmore, and if you want to go outside this market and do a Mount Rushmore of all-time NBA players,
yeah,
LeBron's on there, and Steph is probably not.
He might be for some, not others. But,
right.
Okay.
The majority of people would say it's, you know, Michael Jordan, it's LeBron, and depending on how old you are, it's either Wilt, Kareem, Magic, or it's Kobe. It depends on generationality. I don't think that most people would say, oh, yeah, Steph. Like, if you did Mount Shooter more.
Shaq is trying right now.
Yeah, he's doing great.
He is.
But Shaq's not on there either. But if you did the all-time greatest shooter, well, yeah, it's Steph. It's Reggie Miller.
Of course.
It's, no, it's Ray Allen.
It's Steph.
No, but if you did the Rushmore, if you wanted to do four people.
No, I would
people,
just make Steph's face bigger.
All four of them.
Yeah.
Steph, Dell, Seth, and maybe Sonya.
No, just Steph.
Yeah.
And then like bigger cheeks for Steph, and then a right cheek for Steph, and then a chin for Steph. That's my Mount Rushmore of shooters.
Yeah, and that's disrespectful to
Why?
Those who came before.
Why?
Because without Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, there and even Del Curry, there'd be no Steph.
I'd argue the other way around too. Without
the Trailblazers
Steph,
who like made the three a thing.
Nobody would talk about those guys nearly as much now if it weren't for Steph.
That's a fair point, yeah, but I disagree with that.
Okay, like, that's fine. They're great players. I'm not being disrespectful to them.
Yeah, great players who had great moments.
I'm just saying that this guy has lapped them.
Well, yeah, he's
probably
lapped
probably three, four, five times.
Well, and I wonder if there will be a player someday who laps Steph Curry.
Well, who knows? It's hard to imagine right. In this moment. But,
it is.
But then again, through history, stuff like that does come along. And you do have now, obviously, players and kids coming up who learn the game in a different way. And so we'd be crazy to think that there won't be people now who can shoot the three-pointer at a higher clip because they're picking the ball up and firing that thing when they're 6 years old now.
Exactly. And we all shoot the three so much more. And I wonder about, like, unbreakable records. And I think about, like, for example, Cy Young and the all-time wins record. Okay, that will never be broken unless they change the way wins are calculated. The home run record, well, maybe. The hit record, people don't do base hits anymore. Joe DiMaggio and the 56-game hit streak, well, we don't go for base hits anymore. So I think about those records being more...
Never broken.
Those are more unbreakable. Like Wilt Chamberlain, 100-point game... You could see someone going for more than 100.
Let me throw some things at you. Devil's advocate here. Okay. Let me see if I can put up a fair argument because you said some words there when you picked LeBron. I don't think you're crazy for picking LeBron. And again, the question is, if you were offered these two careers at the beginning of your NBA career, which one would you take? And thank you for opening a drink for the first time in the history of this show.
Yeah.
I love the sound. It just makes me happy. It works with Thursday. Happy National Burrito Day. Anyway, point is, you kind of flippantly were like, hey, man, I'm going to keep it real over here.
I always do.
And the answer is LeBron, and you're kind of a homer if you don't see it that way. The guys in the GOAT conversation, well, hold on. What if we take the conversation to a little bit more depth? Is it not worth some points to you that one of them has worn one jersey and the other one's worn 3/4 if you consider two different trips to Cleveland? Is that not worth anything to you? That's worth a lot to me.
It's worth something, yes, but it also is worth something to me that LeBron James ushered into the NBA the ability to, you know, move about the country as it go boom, boom, back to Southwest.
And so good.
Well, what Steph has done for the three ball is maybe equal in terms of, you know, what Steph Curry has done to the game. The way the game is played now, Steph has played a big role in that.
Let me also, like, let's slow down the words that I'm using. We didn't ask who's had a better career. Which career would you choose? So in other words, I think it's completely fair to bring into the argument, A, not only the idea of wearing one jersey, and maybe for some of you, that's a plus on the other side. Maybe if you want to ding-ding move around the country.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe you want to have multiple cities where you're up on the wall or your jersey's up in the rafters. Maybe you like that. But I think there's some points for me, for Steph on that one, because he's worn one jersey. And to whatever level this matters to you, I don't know if this is the perfect way to say it, but I'll try. He's better liked. He's more revered by fans. Steph Curry is. You know what I mean? In other words, like, there's a relationship there that gets built between a player and the media and a player and the fans and the player and organizations. You know, LeBron James has had owners publish letters ripping him a new one. Pat Riley told him to stop eating cookies. And the Lakers, that fan base was like ticked off that LeBron came in and had some sort of Kobe vibe. People were erasing murals in L.A. because they're like, you're not one of us. You're not one of ours. And so you're winning championships. Like, Cleveland, this is for you, sure, but on the other ones, you're a hired gun. Like, all of those things are LeBron, and if I were an NBA rookie and someone was like, no, not who's had a better career, but which life do you want?
Oh, yeah.
I would say Steph.
Oh, no way.
Why not?
Because sometimes it's good to be the black hat. You don't have to.
Well,
not,
that's just a matter of perspective.
Well, not everybody wants to be milk and cookies.
I'm not answering it for anyone else. I'm answering it for me.
And I'm answering it for me.
Damn right you are.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes it's fun to be the bad guy. It's fun to be the villain. Like yesterday, we talked about the refs and, oh, poor Steph. He doesn't get any calls. Well, you know what? Stand up and agitate. Stand up and make your voice be heard. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't prefer when you do that voice. Every time you do that voice, whenever somebody wants to
say... You think it's inauthentic.
No, I don't think it's inauthentic. I do. It's funny because you like to... Oh, don't be disrespectful. Like, oh, Steph, nobody said that.
Don't be disrespectful.
Nobody was crying. Nobody's whining. Nobody's soft. Nobody's any of those things.
I disagree with that assertion. Because you see...
Steph is soft?
No, no. You said nobody. Look at fans. Listen to broadcasters.
Oh, I'm not advocating for calls.
You said nobody.
No, right.
I'm talking about...
But we're talking about Steph.
We're talking about Steph yesterday's, or LeBron.
Yesterday's conversation was about Steph's behavior and his approach toward refs.
Right, and
he's
not
soft.
He's not, but his approach, whatever he does, is not working. And so if you want to ask me whose career I'd rather have LeBron's career. And yes, you get heaps of criticism, but you also get heaps of praise. And you are one of only four players to win titles in three different cities. And you're a guy who has done it as the alpha. You're the all-time leading scorer, and you're either the best or the second-best player ever in the association. For me, I'd rather have that.
Okay. This is where it's going to sound like I'm whacking the guy at the legs, and I'm not, because I actually, and you know this, I am not a LeBron hater. I really am not. I find somebody who has that much hype coming into his NBA career, and then this has been the output where he didn't just meet the hype, he surpassed the hype.
Right.
And he's never even, right? There's also no sort of dark side to the whole story either. Like, the worst thing we've got on the guy is like, oh, you're annoying and come off like a narcissist sometimes.
And he did a 1-hour special to announce his new destination.
Right, seriously. That's the worst thing that you got on this guy who lives in the smallest of fishbowls. You don't have much.
He loves his wife too much, and he spends too much time with his kids.
Well, it's funny that you say that, though, because actually those characteristics get hung around Steph even more than LeBron.
Right, but and I mean, both of them have been with their partner for the better part of 15
or
20.
Sure, which I'm not going to act like we know anything about
that.
Because we don't. I don't know what the hell's going on. They're big-time athletes, and who knows?
Well, both still married.
Yes, they are both still married, although one of them has not had an opportunity to see what he would do if his son was on the outskirts of being a professional athlete. And then the other one has handled his son this year the way he handled it, which, by the way, let me be very upfront, I have no problem with it. The only problem I have, which is sort of like in the area code of it, I have no problem with what LeBron did. I have a problem with how sensitive he is about what he did. That's my issue with LeBron on the Bronny James thing. Dude, you're LeBron James. I'd do the same damn thing for my son if I could. If I could grab an organization by the you-know-whats and be like, by the way, let me tell you who you're hiring tomorrow.
You're taking my kid.
And you're going to give him seven figures and a uniform and everything. You're going to do it because I said you're going to do it, so you're going to do it. And then usher that son into a professional life, would I do that? Guilty. I would totally do that. But then I would not start screaming at people in the media who were like, dude, you did that. Dude, you so clearly, obviously did that. And now you've been on a 1.5-year campaign to let everybody know that you didn't do that. And apparently you doing that also does not mean we're not allowed to have an opinion about it. There's one player in the history of the NBA we're not allowed to have an opinion about because he's a human being.
Right.
He's a human being. We're not allowed to have it. Dude, you gave him a Lakers jersey. We're allowed to say what we say.
Right, and he's allowed to clap back at a talking head who, you know, comes in and tries to question his life as a dad. He's questioning what he does as a father.
He did not question his life as a dad. He questioned the fact that he gave a Laker jersey to someone who's not good enough to be a Laker.
He judged LeBron for what he did as a dad by making that move. And so we can get into semantics.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and defend LeBron for that. I do see it differently, the way he clapped back at Stephen A. Smith, the guy who just goes off on whatever he wants. And then he got checked by LeBron. And then he was, oh boy, I'm up in my feelings. And now I have to double down and say more about LeBron. That's fine. And you can want Steph's career. It's a wonderful career.
That's odd that you say that. You texted Guru a week ago and said Stephen A. was a genius for all of this.
Genius. He's a genius because that's his bit.
He's not up in his feelings at all.
Stephen A. Smith's strategic bit is exactly strategic media landscape.
It is for both of them.
Right, and LeBron went right back at him. And why I don't begrudge LeBron for going back at him.
No, I don't begrudge it. I can tell you that I wouldn't choose it. I would choose what I see Steph Curry to be. And again, I want to put out there, we don't know what the appearances are, just that. Their appearances. I don't know these people. I don't know what's happening behind closed doors. But I would much rather have the relationship that Steph Curry seems to have with his public world as opposed to the one that LeBron has. And if you were going to ask me this question that way, that's how I'd answer it. I wouldn't just simply go to the resume on the court, which I actually think is arguable. It's pretty close. And you can value whatever you want. Number of rings and all of that. But yes,
LeBron's got 13,000 more points.
Great, whatever. Yep. I mean, both of them will tell you it's all about the rings. And one of them did it in one city, and the other one has had to hop around the country. For me,
he didn't have to.
No, but he did.
He chose to.
I'll take the one city. I'll take the one city, and I'll take what to me is the most sparkling relationship with his public that I've ever seen an athlete have in my life, in any sport.
Yeah, and
I'll take that.
I will take the resume of a guy who might be the greatest of all time, and you can debate whether he is or he isn't, but you can't put an NBA Mount Rushmore together without LeBron being on there. I don't think you get past number four and think, well, LeBron's probably fifth or sixth all time as an NBA player.
No, you wouldn't. I don't really care about the whole Rushmore thing. I think the Rushmore thing gets really tired whenever we do it.
We're basically doing that. You're saying, whose career would you rather have? And I'm looking at LeBron's career.
I'm not looking at it as Rushmore.
I'm not either. Yeah, but I'm looking at it, whose career you'd rather have. And if you would, I rather be the all-time leading scorer in the league and be able to play at 40 and be able to create a path for my son and win titles in three different cities, or Steph, which is singularly one of the best one franchise athletes of all time. You'd be hard pressed to find another one. Bill Russell, 11 titles, fine. That was 65 years ago. Tim Duncan won 5. His fifth was as a bench player. So could you put him up against that? Absolutely. I still, objectively, even as a Warrior fan, for careers, I'd take LeBron's.
Junior in Pacifica, what's going on? Thanks for calling. What's up?
I'm to get in this call and break you two up. It'll sound like an old married couple.
That's right. Junior, get in here and be our counselor.
No. That's too big a job. I just want to talk about basketball. I want to say it seems kind of easy to me to say Steph. First of all, he's setting records that may never be broken. And I know that LeBron is more in the mainstream of NBA players, for sure. But Steph has gotten to be like an everyman figure. And it's really important that he's done so well, because he is so much in the public eye.
Junior, I'm sorry to cut you off early. That phone is just hard to listen to. But I think we got the basic idea. Steph, but at the same time, not the most obvious answer. Let's see what Debbie in Palo Alto has to say. Hey, Debbie, thanks for calling.
Hi. You know, we complain about the youth being selfish and money-oriented and a lot of negative. You know what? Steph is a model. He's a model player.
All right, that's even worse. All right. Can we fix that back there? Now I feel like it's us.
No,
it's like that scene from Fletch. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how he got out of a difficult press conference question. Yep. And then just waved and walked off. Yeah.
Yeah, put that on the Underhill bill.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a 48-year-old reference.
It is, but I got it.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
All right, we'll be live from Splash tomorrow from 2 to 6, getting you ready for a very, very big game against the Denver Nuggets, and it's going to be brought to you by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff, and we're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Michael Thompson's going to join us here in just a little bit over 45 minutes. Dave McMenamin after that, 888-957-9570, but only if you're not standing by the ocean. Please, Only if you're not standing by the ocean, you can give us a call and weigh in. And please go to Twitter and vote on our 95.7 The Game, Shane Coe, engaging Dub Nation poll. NBA rookie, and you're offered LeBron's career or Steph's career. Which would you choose? This is Willard and Dibbs.